Anara.
And I'm Nina.
And welcome to the first episode of our brand new podcast,
The Underground Economist. So Janara and I are, well, I'm 16 and she's 17-year-old economics student. And we decided to start this podcast because we both really like talking. We basically just wanted to start a podcast just to talk about economics-related subjects and topics each week. So Janara, do you want to talk about why we decided to call this The Underground Economists?
Okay, so basically me and Nina obviously love econ as a subject, right? But we wanted to expand our knowledge away from just the content we're taught at school. So we both have a fascination for the hidden economy, right? So hidden economy, underground economy. So we thought that was quite an interesting topic of discussion, and we thought it would also make a cool name. So it took us an hour to come up with that name, but we really liked it.
Yeah, and basically we just want to talk about things that aren't covered in the school specification. So right now we're doing A-level. So we just thought it'd be quite like interesting to go beyond the spec and beyond things you learn in class. So today we're just going to be talking about everything that happened with GameStop at the end of Jan, and basically just how share prices were increasing and what happened, because it made a lot of headlines. So Janara, do you want to explain what GameStop is?
Okay, so a lot of people didn't actually know what GameStop was. Like, I know personally, I had no idea what it was. GameStop, in a way, is sort of similar to Blockbuster, if you think about it. It's quite old news. No one nowadays really goes there. It's a video games retailer store that sells hardware and software. Video game hardware and software, obviously. And one of the reasons why it's dying is obviously because of coronavirus. You know, most businesses are suffering, and also because unlike most firms nowadays, it only has brick and mortar stores, so it hasn't switched to e-commerce, unlike many other stores, like even Forever 21, like Sephora. All of these stores have switched to online shops.
And then I guess in the gaming sector, like GK Games, which is quite a big one, they've all switched to the online platform, which meant that during the pandemic, people were still offering, not offering investment, but they were still consuming in the brand. They were still purchasing items from there, whereas GameStop didn't really make any sales as their stores were closed.
Okay, so now that you've got a basic idea of what GameStop is, we're just going to introduce a couple definitions and ideas you should be aware of to sort of understand what exactly is happening or was happening. So I'm going to start with a hedge fund and what exactly it is. So a hedge fund is an alternative investment that is designed to protect portfolios from market uncertainty. So even if the market is prospering or a specific company is prospering, you will get positive returns, or if a company is dying out, about to go bankrupt, whatever it is, you're still going to get positive returns, right? And normally it's only wealthy individuals that invest into hedge funds. That's hedge funds. And then I'm assuming that everyone is aware of normal investing, which is what me and you do.
So I guess just in case you're like wondering what we mean by this, investing is when you decide to invest or place money and purchase a share in a firm or a company. So for example, Apple, say I decide that I'm going to invest into Apple, I will purchase a share for a retail price value. So say I purchase a share for $20. After I purchase that share for $20, I am assuming that the firm is going to continue to grow and that my share that I've purchased is going to increase in value, so that eventually I'm able to sell that share and make profit on it. So this is what investment is, you know, in a nutshell. You are buying a share when the price is low, hoping that it will increase in value so that you can then sell it when the price is high and make a return.
So normal investment, like Nina just explained, is what we do when we think that a firm is going to grow and prosper, and then we're going to get positive returns, right? Because it's going to do amazing. We're going to get dividends, profit, whatever. So short selling is something that hedge funds typically do, and it's when they anticipate that a firm is going to die out or it's about to go bankrupt, whatever, right? So generally pessimistic vibes regarding it. So short selling is what hedge funds do, right? And what they do is that they borrow shares of stock, right? So say, for example, GameStop. they borrow shares of stock from GameStop and then sell it on the free market, say for example for $20, right? And then because they're anticipating GameStop to lose revenue and sort of die out, then the value of that share that they sold on the free market for $20 is going to devalue as well, right? So they wait X amount of time for it to devalue enough. Say, for example, the share has gone from $20 down to $10, and then they rebuy it from the free market for this $10. And because they borrowed it from GameStop, they now need to return the share that they borrowed, right? So the hedge fund sold it for $20 and then rebought it for $10. So they have a $10 profit. Of course, minus $1 or $2 for interest because they borrowed the share from GameStop, but that's generally short selling in a nutshell.
So now that we've kind of gone over short selling, it sounds great for the hedge funds, right? It's working. They're betting on this small firm or like a firm that's failing, like GameStop. But what happened in the case of GameStop was that Reddit users noticed that hedge funds were betting against GameStop, and they were actually betting on more shares than even existed. And so Wall Street Bets users, as well as other investment platform users, decided to actually invest in GameStop and buy shares. This obviously led to an increase in demand and hence increased the price. And at the start, it wasn't as dramatic, but towards the end, the price had increased by 14,300%, which is obviously a major increase. And I guess what this caused and, you know, what the main like headlines of this that came of this were, is that the hedge funds had to buy back the shares at much higher prices, obviously losing them a lot of money. So on something they thought they'd be able to get higher returns on, they ended up losing out on.
So one of the things that I just generally thought about when I read all of this and researched it is that I feel like hedge funds in general are obviously like objectively the antagonist in all situations, right? But I think they also have an incentive to make what they believe, right? So if they're betting against GameStop, say like hypothetically, if GameStop was doing well, was prospering, and it didn't quite exactly go how they wanted it to, they could sort of manipulate the market and make what they believe a self-fulfilling prophecy. So this is quite common, just like holistically, where hedge funds conduct campaigns and drive the stock price down. And obviously that's unethical, right? Because it's unfair to real investors who actually own the stock, because then their share and their value of stock will obviously decrease. So I think there's a problem with that.
And also I think something that, you know, angered a lot of the investors and I guess like the normal person in this situation and kind of like went against hedge funds is that Robinhood, which is one of the major platforms that was involved in the investment of these shares, actually got involved and interfered in the selling of the shares. And so users were saying this was obviously a way of protecting the hedge funds and intervening in what was the free market. Robinhood obviously said that this was to protect investors and the market itself. But I think what a lot of people saw this as is them protecting the hedge funds as they're protecting people from being, they're basically stopping people from being able to buy these shares, which is stopping the price from, you know, skyrocketing and obviously stopping that demand.
And also I think that all of this, it artificially inflates the stock price of companies, but only temporarily. And like all this hype about lots of people tweeting and saying, oh, you should all buy GameStop share, all of that is great, but only temporarily in the short term, because as soon as all this hype and the magnitude of the media coverage that this entire situation gets starts to dissolve and go down, then everyone who owns the share of stock in GameStop is going to lose money, right? Because it's only beneficial if you sell your share before this entire frenzy stops.
Yeah, and just looking at GameStop shares themselves and the share price, you know, of them, one share within GameStop, which obviously is made up of a lot of shares, really peaked on, I think it was the 27th of Jan, at like $350 per share, which if we compare to, you know, maybe like the 19th of Jan, it was at $40. So it really did increase in value, which I think was great. But like what Janara was saying, you know, after that peak on the 27th of Jan, the prices dropped down like literally the next day to $193, which from $350 is obviously quite a lot. And this is actually exactly when Robin Hood was like, that's it, and stopped the buying of these shares. So it then fluctuated a little bit, but you know, now when we're recording this, as of the 17th of Feb, the price of a share is $45. So, you know, it's in a way gone down to very close to what it was before this whole, you know, spike and there was a, you know, this demand that arose for it. So in a way, we've kind of gone back to what it was before. People have made money from it. The hedge funds have lost out from this, but it's kind of just gone back to like a constant price.
And I think I also admire in a way the fact that so many everyday people, I suppose you could put it, could amass this much attention to sort of damper the finances of hedge funds, because obviously they are objectively the antagonists, like I said before, right? Because I suppose hedge funds are a way in which the rich just get richer, and that obviously worsens inequality and all of that type of stuff. So I think it is admirable in a way that so many people can come together and sort of go against that, you know?
Yeah, so I think we'll just get into like our final thoughts now for a bit. Okay, so I guess just like our final thoughts were that obviously, although with GameStop itself, the share prices have kind of decreased now and, you know, leveled out as of the start of Fed to what they were before this massive spike. And it really shows like the collective power of the internet and of like individuals. As obviously these individuals like investing a huge amount, the hedge funds weren't going to see this coming. Like they did not expect this to happen. So I guess it just kind of shows that in the future, this could continue to happen with other like brands. Like I think on the Robinhood list of like protected markets that they're intervening in and that you're only allowed to invest in on certain times was BlackBerry, for example, which is obviously decrease in like demand from consumers over the past like 10 years. So that could be something that, you know, maybe would shoot up if hedge funds suddenly start shorting against that. So
yeah, I think I agree with everything Nina said. Like it's just amazing how the collective power of people can sort of overthrow the rich people, I guess, and help make the world a better place temporarily, of course. But so I think it's quite cool.
Yeah, I think that's the end of our first episode. Thank you guys for listening. It really means a lot. I think we're going to be doing weekly episodes just on things that are happening related to economics.
Okay, cool. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Bye.